Faithful Mormons gathered at the Salt Lake Tabernacle on Temple Square Friday to say goodbye to Boyd K. Packer. The president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the LDS Church died last week at the age of 90. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir began the service with the hymn, "Does the Journey Seem Long?" For Boyd K. Packer, his tenure as a leader in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was certainly not brief. Packer was ordained an apostle in 1970 and served on the Quorum of the Twelve until his death earlier this month. Packer's oldest son, Elder Alan Packer, talked about his father's devotion to the ideals of the family. But Elder M. Russell Ballard highlighted Packer's contribution as a spiritual guide and teacher.
President Packer was a master teacher, and I've always tried to be a good student. He taught me the importance of listening and finding answers to life's questions by feeling and knowing the Spirit and power of God. As I have often said of him, he is an apostle of the Lord, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet.
During his life, Packer was a fierce defender of the conservative ideals of Mormonism. Elder Dallin Oak said that Packer often challenged his fellow members of the Quorum to remember the importance of every member of the church. Oakes also said that Packer's mortal death is not the end of his spiritual life.
Love lives on, and death is only a horizon that limits our vision of the glories that lie beyond.
President Thomas Monson concluded the service and will pick Packer's successor in the coming months. Packer was laid to rest in the Brigham City Cemetery. Terry Gilday, KUER News.